This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
Hello, I'm calling you from West Tennessee. I work at a car dealership. I'm 40 years old. This happened approximately about 6 years ago, so I was about 34. And my mom, she's always been more of a sensitive, and so is my older sister. So I've always grew up with ghost stories and, really, really scary things that, my grandparents would tell me. So the paranormal is not lost on me. However, I was at work, and we hired this I work at a car dealership. We hired this finance manager who was older. He had a drinking problem, lived a rough life. He was adopted, never knew his real family. And his adopted family that adopted him, the sister of him, was murdered. They did find the people. They did go to jail. But this guy was an alcoholic. He was older. He's 60 years old and a hardcore diabetic. So as you probably know, being diabetic and drinking don't really mix. So he went to a restaurant here, local in town, had a few drinks, and eventually had a heart attack right there in the restaurant. And passed away soon after that. So we heard about it, and, we were sad about it, but, it was kind of a foregone conclusion that that would happen. So one Saturday morning, about 2 weeks later, to the day, 2 weeks later, everybody but myself and the receptionist up at the front of the dealership was there. They were all in a conference room. So just me and the receptionist were in front of the store. So all of a sudden, I hear a boom. And I look over, and there's glass partitions that separate the salespeople's desks. One of those bottom glass, plexiglass, not even glass, it's hardcore plastic, like almost shatterproof plastic, looked like somebody kicked it. And there was nobody around. There was no way any soul was around but me and the receptionist. So absolutely nobody. They were in a sales meeting. Everybody was good. Nobody was there. So do you think that people who live harder lives or had more trauma in their lives are more acceptable to come back as possible ghosts, spirits, what have you? And do you think how violent their lives were would dictate how violent they are in the afterlife or how strongly they can communicate to the real world? Just something to think about. I just want to know what your guys' take on that is. But I just want to say I think the podcast is great. I listen to it a whole lot. My mom turned me on to it. Always love the paranormal, and I think it's what you guys do. It's great so people can actually talk to somebody who believed them and just know that they're not crazy. I think it's great. So if you would, just want to thank you for your time and listening to my story. Thanks so much.
If you want access to more Real Ghost Stories, become a premium subscriber to Real Ghost Stories Online. Sign up now through Apple Podcasts and try it for 3 days free. Not on Apple? Go to patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com.